101.5 WBNQ, waking you up with the Susan Show.
All right. Occasionally I get people on the show here and I'll say really nice things about them, or I'll get to see them perform out and about. And I'll tell people, hey, keep your eyes on this person because someday they're going to go down as being one of the most famous residents of Bloomington. I have a young lady on the phone here, Leah Marlane, who I have been watching sing. Gosh, when did you start singing live, Leah? Six? Seven?
I was probably in like fourth grade is when I had like my first show, so it's been a while.
long time ago, I got her some fast passes to go to the front of the line for, was it X Factor or America's Got Talent?
America's Got Talent.
And they were already giving her the once over then. But I'm so glad you've decided instead to keep working on your own music and practicing your performance skills. I know you're a bit of a professional busker around. I mean, she's not really on a street corner just working for tips. You know, they know she's coming. Let's put it that way. You're really doing well. And Leah's one of the competitors in Sing for Wishes on Saturday night. Right now, according to singforwishes.com, you've hit 158% of your fundraising goal. Why are you so passionately fundraising for Make-A-Wish, my dear? Is it near and dear to your heart?
So I got involved in this through Instagram, actually. Katie Leary was following me and she invited me to be a part of this. And then I've always, like, Make-A-Wish has always been like something that has been really cool to me. Like, I've seen videos about some of the wishes that have come true for kids and it's been really inspiring. So the second like she like even offered for me to be a part of it, I was so down for that because it's such a cool organization. So just hearing all the stories about what they've done for children has really inspired me. So I don't know anybody personally that has had their wish come true. But
you were so inspired. I understand you wrote a song.
Yeah, I did. So as soon as I got involved in it, I was like watching a lot of videos and reading a lot of like testimonies to like see what it was all about. And I just was really inspired. So I just sat down with my guitar and wrote a little song for it because it just inspired me so much.
What's the name of the song?
Make-A-Wish.
Hey, that works. This could be their new theme song. We don't know. Now,
yeah, you never know.
To hear that song, you need to make it as one of the top three fundraisers for Saturday night Sing for Wishes. Right now, you're kicking everybody's butt. And so I don't think that's going to be a problem, but will that be the song you will sing with Retrofit on Saturday night?
Yeah, definitely. If I get to go up there, I definitely will play that song.
Can I request any other songs? Because I just love to hear you sing.
Sure.
Well, you've got some other material that you're trying to get out into the world, and that's why you're down in Nashville right now. You're recording some stuff, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm in the process. We're doing a lot of writing down here. I have shows almost every night, and we've been recording during the daytime, so I'm not quite sure how we're gonna piece it all together. But the goal is to put out an EP at some point. We're just kind of collecting a lot of material right now, and then we'll see what we're going to do with it.
I know Archie hasn't met you yet. You have to understand, this girl's just turned 16 years old. She goes to Normal West, and she's working on an EP down in Nashville. Because that's where the grown-ups go.
That sounds pretty legit.
When they're working on an album. I know your mom and dad very much understand the music industry and are guiding you through. Just curiosity, do you have a manager yet? Can I, like, buy stock in Leah Marlane? You know, an endorsement deal? I want to get in while the getting's good.
No, my mom, I have a momager, but that's about it. My mom and dad just do everything to get me out there and stuff. And so they're kind of like my managers. They both handle different aspects of it. And so, yeah, it's been really nice having them.
Well, it sounds like things are going extremely well for you, and you're working on recording sessions today, so I can't keep you very long. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is Leah. She's competing for the Grand Poobah title of winner of Sing for Wishes 2017 at Gill Street Sports Bar and Restaurant this Saturday night. The event starts at 6. We're raising money for the Make-A-Wish Foundation, and she has worked her butt off on garnering donations and has already raised well over $1,500. So, congratulations on that accomplishment, but the donations are flying in at singforwishes.com. So, Leah, we will see you Saturday night, right? They're not going to swoop in and sign you to a recording deal and then take you to Europe before Saturday night. We'll definitely see you Saturday, right?
All right. Yes, of course. Thank you so much.
Hey, thank you so much, Leah. Tell your dad I said, hey, we'll have more Sing for Wishes people featured on the show all this week that you can vote for here on WB&Q.